You asked for it, you got it.
It's an acquired taste bonus episode!
I can't think of a better reason to have a bonus episode than what we're about to address.
Tacos yes. We're in today.
Yes, tacos.
Oh, wait, that's not it.
My mouth is on fire from a habanero sauce. But that also reminds me of the political climate right now in our country. And
it's
tomorrow.
Spicy.
Tomorrow is election day, guys.
Yes, please don't turn us off. We're not going to yell. We're not going to tell you who to vote for.
Nope.
It's not about that at all. So please keep this on.
No.
We're talking about the importance of voting because everybody, if you're over 18 and you're not a felon, unless it's the state of Oregon, because felons can vote there.
Sorry,
you should be heading to the voting polls tomorrow if you haven't already filled out your absentee ballot.
And even if you don't care, you should care. Quickly do some research, figure out what your priorities are, and vote. Because the number one rule, if you don't vote, you don't get to bitch.
Yep. And you have 4 years of not bitching.
Yeah.
So if you think it doesn't apply to you now, like, it doesn't matter right now. That's fine. But it might matter from you in a year from now.
Yeah.
Might. Can I actually play the music I plan on listening to whilst I walk into the poll?
Yeah.
All right.
America. America.
This is how I'm gonna prep.
America. Yeah. Come out at the end to save the mother. Yeah, America.
Bleep.
Yeah. Freedom is the only way. Yeah. Terrorists, your game is through. Cause now you have to answer to America.
Inspiration. Watch Team America.
You know, it's pretty easy to feel that, especially if you're not in a swing state, that your vote for the presidential election doesn't matter. But it does matter, not only for presidential election. There's so many other elections going on right now. Senate, you know, so local elections. Mm-hmm. The margin of what the incumbent wins by, you know, even if it's going to be a landslide, that margin is important, not only for today, but it's important for the future. It's important for your children, because perhaps if this margin wasn't as big as the last margin, then that's sort of sending a message. That's where change starts to stir up.
And you know what? I think we'll post this on Twitter at Acquired Podcast, but I read this thing kind of recently, and it was all the famous votes throughout history that were decided by one vote.
Whoa.
Yeah. Some of them were a little hard to swallow, so I hope they're completely true, because it was a pretty trending article, but still, it's the gravity of this stuff is real. And side note, if you think it matters, it doesn't matter. I mean, do either of you also just feel kind of saucy and badass as you walk out of that voting booth?
Of course.
Well, if you don't vote, you don't get to Instagram your sticker.
You can't.
Right?
No, you don't. It actually, fun fact, it burns a hole in your shirt and disappears.
No, it is. We're very lucky. We're very, very lucky that we don't have to travel days to get to a polling place.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry that we're going to be killed if we vote. We're allowed to vote. Voting is a thing that exists. Mm-hmm. Like all of
especially
those,
for us gals since 1920.
All of us ladies. It's just, we take it for granted, and I know that's such a trite thing to say, but we are so lucky that this is a thing that we can do, that I ask and we are asking, please don't take it for granted.
Yeah.
Please vote. Please vote.
And it honors our American history by expressing your right to vote and by voting. America's 238 years old. And we've been
fabulous. Uses night cream.
Moisturize. We've been having presidential elections since 1789.
Yowza.
So that's a long time to just say, I'm not going to vote today.
Well, actually, Kathleen did her due diligence
because
she actually brought a printed sheet and it's labeled top reasons why you should vote. And the U is underlined.
It sure is.
Yeah. I mean, so women got the right to vote in 1920, but since 1848, that's when the women's movement to, you know, equality in voting started. In 1848.
They were fighting for so long.
I mean, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Susan B. Anthony. I mean, these are some of the forefronts in women's suffrage. It's really amazing.
One of my favorite words, because it sounds like something awful, but it really was amazing.
Yeah, I know.
I'm for suffrage.
Suffrage?
Oh, honey.
No!
What's another reason that you underlined should vote, Kathleen?
Our children are depending on us.
This is one thing I said on the big show this morning, is whichever side of the aisle you fall on or whichever candidate you are going for this election cycle, in the presidential election especially, you probably are in agreement that this is a historic election. People are more angry. People are more passionate about this election than I have ever seen before.
Yeah.
And your children, years later, years down the road, are going to ask you about it. They're going to say, who did you vote for?
Yeah.
And you probably believe that you're on the right side of history. So you want to be able to say, I was on the right side of history. Yeah. I voted on the right side. I'm proud of what I did that year in 2016.
It's also one of those things everybody knows where they were when JFK died.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you? My mother was in typing class. You know, like, it's just things that I know. It's also going to be like, where were you when, you know,
blank,
you know, and this is a historic election. No matter who you're voting for,
yeah,
a woman is in the presidential, running to be president,
yeah,
of,
yeah,
the United States.
That's,
yeah,
huge.
First time a possible president has had sex with another president,
yeah,
as far as we know.
That's also huge.
That's how I judge the gravity.
Huge. It's, I mean, whether who wins or who doesn't, yeah, it's still a monumental day tomorrow.
This, yep, is going to be like the day after, no matter. No matter what happens, like, brace yourself, people.
Yeah.
It's going to be big. There are going to be some psyched people, some wildly disappointed people. Like, this is going to be crazy. I yeah, you know, I'm very curious, and I am like, I'm going to stretch before I come to work that day.
So you can properly brace yourself?
Absolutely.
And even thinking on a smaller scale, things that will affect your everyday life directly is your community elections.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
mayor and town council and you know, things like that. Super, super, super important.
Yep.
Because totally recycling really does need to be picked up on Wednesdays only.
My recycling is picked up on Mondays, and it's very frustrating. I wish it was picked up on a different day.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to vote. I'm going to write that in.
Can you? You're going to do a write-in ballot, and it's, yeah, going to say Wednesday recycling?
Yeah, please.
Will there be free pizza at the town fair this year?
So many things.
Jolly Ranchers for everyone.
And you know what? A side note, I shed a lot of light on it because that's how I handle a lot of things in life. It's just, you know, an easier way for me to talk about serious things is with a small LOL around it. But aside from just getting out there and voting, which is really important, and although it's not too late for this time because you have time, think about it moving forward. The stuff we are fed is mostly through trending videos on social media. And I love social media. I think there, you know, it's great that you could share so much, but like it gives you a very narrow scope of things.
Your echo chamber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If your hive of information is just your friends that you see from on, you know, Facebook and Twitter, you already know how they think. Guys, the same videos are being shared over and over. We know. Like, just, you know, do some of your own separate research so that not only are you being a part of this, but you are responsibly being a part of this. You're not just looking at really cool, funny mashup videos. That's why this person is disgusting or why this person is going to be horrible.
Wait.
There's a lot out there.
You mean I can't make all of my political decisions solely based on memes?
I make mine just based on Mashable. Is that
Who
not
looks
okay?
Better with different filters on,
yeah,
Snapchat.
I like that social gets political conversations and social conversations started that,
yeah,
never ever would have been started before. But there's a lot of misinformation out there. And,
yeah,
I think it takes a lot of heavy duty lifting to find out what's true and what's not.
Yeah, I say it's like Wikipedia. It's a great place to start a research paper. Never should you end it there.
Can you imagine?
No.
You go to the bibliography of someone's paper, their book, and it's all just like wikipedia.org/.
That's what it's going to be if you make your voting decision off of things you've seen on social media.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So
yeah,
that's,
yeah,
that's our gem of bonusness,
yeah,
for you this week.
Get out and vote tomorrow, guys.
And if you don't vote, you can't bitch.
Yeah.
Four more years of shut the hell up.
Exactly. We love you.
Love you.